Daddy. This is A Fair One with Tommy Pope and Shane Gillis, and thanks for tuning in. hold on. That was way too quick, way too fast.
What was that? That's the East Side Dave show's.
No, I know what it was.
Yeah.
I know what it was. I had a all big right. monologue. Okay. No, I'm kidding.
That was
great.
I'm sorry. No. It wasn't set the way I said it.
You're finally excited about your button pushing.
Yeah.
You were
really
slow the last 2 weeks. I got to be honest with you.
I butt all these buttons and I just like pushing them and it's, you know, it gets exciting sometimes. So I'm sorry.
Fuck, man. It only took 3 seconds to hear your voice. 3 seconds.
That's usually where the mess ups are.
All right. Always a smooth start here at A Fair One. And Shane, you'll back me up on that, right, pal?
Yeah. It was a great start.
Yeah.
Joe fucking rocks.
Show's the best. It's the best.
Joe fucking rocks, yeah. Dude.
Even when we're not on our show, it's still a great show, you and I. But we just allow other people to have a nice start, and then we'll fuck it up.
What?
I don't know. What I'm saying
all
is,
right.
Yeah, I think I stroked out a little bit. I haven't seen those baby blues in a while. Yeah, I got a little woozy, to be honest.
Took a nap again before the show, and I almost missed it.
Did you?
Yeah, dude. I
one week.
Jerked off.
Yeah.
And then came down here.
Do you always beat off before you go nappy?
It helps.
You do the same thing, yeah. It releases all the tinglies and the anxiety.
It releases the tinglies? Who the fuck put you on radio? what words are these?
Well, I get so anxious that I get tingly everywhere, and the only way to release is the power out.
Damn, so you can, like, feel the jizz all around you.
Yeah, it comes. It's
feel it in your.
This is not a joke. It's toes to fingertips. I get a big release, and it's a like a zen, like. No, honestly, it's like meditation for the dick. I have to beat it, and then everything's calm.
Yeah, that's.
I just
actually,
came. I am very calm. Right
makes sense.
Now. Yeah, yeah. No,
that's
it
exactly
does.
What happens?
Isn't that what you do to go nappy?
Yeah.
You go cummies to go nappy.
Take a cummies.
Yeah.
Take a hard crumb.
Take one cummies.
Take one big cummy, yeah. And then I take a napski.
Yeah.
I only took a 20-minute nap.
Wow, that's the perfect.
That's what I've been told.
Time.
But that shit sucks.
No, it doesn't.
Everybody always says to take a fucking quick nap, like a 15 to 20 minute nap. That sucks.
Yeah.
I need like 5 hours.
Yeah.
I need a solid sleep. Anyway. But yeah, I've been tired. This is the first time I've been back in old gay New York in a week.
Yeah.
I've been out traveling. I haven't slept in a while. It sucks. So now I'm here.
You got a good voice. It's a power voice.
Through a fucking, well, I had a cold this week.
You're shaking it, though, because you sounded real bad on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy. I didn't even bring it up. That's how bad it was. I'm like, I don't want to fucking get
this. Well, I had to fucking travel. I was down in New Mexico and Phoenix this weekend, and I got a cold start to finish.
Yeah.
Like I got it
just
the
started.
Night before we left, and it went away when we...
How were the shows?
Shows were great, except I had a fucking cold.
Yeah.
And it's so funny to complain about doing stand-up. You know what I mean?
To other people? Like,
to be like, it's so hard.
Yeah.
My job is I talk for 20 minutes.
What was the crowd like?
9 p.m. They were great.
All guys
were all great.
Wouldn't complain about doing nothing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And then last night I had a show in Maryland that I forgot about until I fucking came home last night. I went back to Philly last night to eat ass. That's the last thing, you know, ladies, female listeners, this is the last thing you'll ever fucking see, dude. I break in your room and eat your butt.
Asshole Avengers.
But were you trying it over there? Did I see you over there? This is Burke,
yeah,
by the way.
What's up, Berkey?
Burke Dog's back on the couch.
Back. I'm filled with poison, though. My satchel's filled. I'm glad that you crumbed, though.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you guys got to take. I got
what's
3 days worth of poison in me.
How many days?
I got 3 or 4 days of poison in me.
Shane and I have spoken, and our many fans are probably tired about hearing about our emptying the well. But what's your normal cycle? Like, how often do you?
It was twice a day for a good 15 years.
Yeah.
I got
them
in. I got them in because it's that addictive quality,
yeah.
Right?
Do you think it's an age thing?
Are you
slowing down?
For sure.
Yeah. Oh.
Maybe.
Well, some guys, it doesn't matter. Some guys are just fucking, you know, just constant.
What do you mean, there, some guys?
But
you?
I'm slowing down, and I'm really worried about that my level of masturbation slowdown is coming back to a normal state, but it still worries me because I want to do 4 or 5 a day, and now I'm like, I'm good with 1, 2. To get this tinglies out.
Didn't you just say it was a full body release for you still?
It is. It
and
is.
You're,
but I have to be in a correct
insane.
Position of
position?
High anxiety.
You put your legs back?
I can beat off on my feet. I've done that many times. How many times do you beat off staring at yourself in the mirror over the sink?
Stare myself in the mirror over the sink?
Yeah. Never once.
Very rarely.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Every once in a while, you can't.
Response.
Every once in a while, I'm going. Yeah. I'm running the cycle
in
my head.
Yeah, I know. I know.
There's been some sad ones. Yeah.
I don't think it's sad. I just think it's like, oh, there's nowhere else to go. Like if.
Run to the bathroom?
If my girl's in my bed and I don't want to beat off in the couch in the living room because I know you and Steve may come. Imagine 4 o'clock in the morning and I'm just, you know,
that's
trying
when you're hitting it? At like 4 in the morning?
It doesn't matter. I don't know. If my anxiety gets real high in the middle of the night, I gotta release.
You relieve anxiety by jerking off?
Yeah. Absolutely.
At like 4 a.m., you sneak off into the couch and jerk off?
The liquor seeps out of you around 4 a.m. Because I do morning beers around 4 a.m. It's a sweet little time. I wake up, my lady's asleep, and I have a nice one or two drinky poos, and I watch my shows, I play some FIFA. It's like my favorite time of the day.
Yeah.
And you could crumb, too. That's probably healthier.
Damn, so you wake up at 4 a.m.,
yeah, 4, 5
jerk
a.m.
off, drink, and play video games?
Yes, sir.
Fuck yeah, dude.
What a world.
It's a full day right there.
It's a full morning.
Well, no, I go back to sleep. I go back to sleep, absolutely.
How many hours would you say that takes?
You get up at 4 a.m., you crack the first beer, have a couple chips.
I can buy by what, 6?
Back by 6, you wake up around 8:39 for work, or if it's
fuck yeah, dude.
Or if it's a weekend, you sleep in a little bit. This is my best times of the day.
Yeah.
And it's Burke time. It's private time.
It's Burke time. Well, now it's our time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You gotta share
Well, when
that.
You're crumbing next time, I mean.
Yeah, I'll text.
Think about having a beer or something.
Yeah.
You got that lump going on your forehead we talked about.
Yeah.
You can probably see it. It's above his right eye.
He's all blown out.
It might be the grease in my hair, dude. This toxic
pomade
grease.
That is a fucking bump, Paul.
What's going on with that lump, dude?
There it is. You can see it.
Oh, yeah,
it's just a little blown out. Turn your head to the right.
To the right.
Right there. Oh, yeah, man. You can see that shadow pick it up.
You think that's cancy?
It might be cancy.
I think it's one of those loads that snuck up from your balls 3 days ago. Just trying to find an exit.
Dude, it might be crumb. It might be extra tea.
Extra crumb.
It's crumb trying to get out of you?
Dude, it might be crumb. It might be crumb buildup.
Do you think crumb kicks like a baby throughout your body?
Yeah.
Like crumb just sticks its fucking crumb arm out?
Like gout. Like gout is pee. Crumb does get, the tea gets around
you. Is that
what
gout is?
I've read.
I fucking know. No. A buddy of mine was like, I got gout. It's not a buddy of mine. It was a friend of a friend. He's like, hey, Frank has gout. You know Frank. And
fat
I know
gentleman.
Frank. Like, I thought that was like a World War II. You eat too much mercury or some shit. You stay put. You eat too much, drink too much beer.
When I found out what gout was and then what the symptoms were, I was like, oh boy.
Yeah. Well,
I got gout barreling down the fucking pike. It's like red meat and alcohol.
Yeah, it's over-drinking, over-consumption of red meat, and lack of...
That's all I got. That's all I do, dude.
Lack of exercise.
The king's disease.
Yeah, is that what it is?
It's a royal disease because it's for the lackadaisical.
It's a symptom of royalty.
It is a symptom of royalty.
Dude, he really reminds me of Jimmy.
And you get...
Jimmy who?
Remember that guy that used to come to this?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that guy that
Shout
died?
Out Jimmy. Fucking love Jimmy. Miss Jimmy.
He reminds me of a young Jimmy.
No, he's his own man. He's got his own little...
Is that a fella I want to be a young man version of?
No.
Okay.
But...
I think he's being sarcastic.
No, I'm not. The way he talks. You talk like a young Jimmy.
What, cadence or like pitch?
Yeah, cadence, pitch, the way he's explaining weird shit.
I bet he's great.
He's a fucking phenomenal dude.
He's pretty good.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. If you guys didn't know, Jimmy hasn't been showing up because he got into a play...
Yeah, he told us.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, he sent me a private message. He said, I still watch you guys are so talented. You're so talented, and I watch as much as I can. And just tell Shane I love him, and I'm sorry that if I ever hurt his feelings. Okay, I'll let you go because I know I'm bothering you. I know I'm bothering you, so you don't sound anything like him.
Jimmy's not all right, is he?
Jimmy's fucked up.
He's the best, dude.
Yeah, is he like, did he get hit by a trucker? Is he on disability or something?
No, he's legitimately in a play.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
In a play. Although.
Dog walks and acts.
Retards can be in plays.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, don't say like he's legit in a play as if that's like some qualifier that he's not mentally disabled.
No, but he's in a play.
In fact, I'm pretty sure most mentally handicapped people are in plays
their whole
at some
life
point
is
in their
play.
Life. Hot take.
Improv play.
There it is.
All right, come on.
I was just trying to think of a Down syndrome Romeo and Juliet. Romeo. Julia. They just get lost on set, and they actually have to ask where each other art.
So what is your connection?
So we got a phone call? Is that what this is? Hell yeah. Fired up, dude.
That's early. Early in the pot.
Hello, boys.
Yes. Yes. The fucking king is back, dude. Fuck this shit up, bro.
Listen, wannabe actor on the couch? Really?
Oh, God. This guy sucks.
No, no. You're so in love with yourself. I mean, you know, seriously, if you ever get nailed for a DWI, I would fuck you in prison.
So you think the guy is attractive on the couch is what that's you call what him to say.
No, no, he's like a little cute boy.
He is hot.
8 years old.
I got to be honest with you. You're a fucking good-looking dude. You're blossoming. We're watching you blossom.
Cute boy.
Yeah.
I like that.
He's blossoming.
What's that all about?
Say something, you fucking dildo.
Oh, really? Is that where it's coming from?
Yeah, you really? Fucked up this time? You sound,
he's always fucked.
Been drinking
up.
Today?
What?
Have you been drinking?
I worked all day long. I made money, dude. Yeah. I went out and just came back from a restaurant. You know Spark?
You ever hear restaurants? Huh?
Did I hear
pay
Spark?
For food?
Spark Steakhouse in the 70s?
70s? Do you know what good steak is? You macaroon?
Yes, dude, you're killing it today. Dude,
you're always killing it. Killing
always
the show.
Killing
the
shit.
What the fuck is going on?
Oh, no. I'll call back later on just because I'm with friends in my apartment and they'd love to see you dance on your shit.
What?
Huh? Huh? What? What? What?
This is...
Although
you
Philadelphia
are...
lost today, and Dallas lost the weekend. So.
All right, I think this is, Mike, I'm a big supporter. This is your worst call by far. Nah, dude, fuck you. This is your worst one. Hang up, he's done,
was
right?
Was he on
go fuck yourself. That was the saddest Mike was.
Was he on the ticker that you could...
you can't see it. I had no idea that was him. There's something wrong
with
that.
No, we can't see who the caller is. It just
shows it doesn't matter. It
does, because I wouldn't take it.
You wouldn't have taken Mike?
No, fuck Mike.
Means he won, dude. Mike, yeah, let him call.
He doesn't. He's got a week to prepare every single week. He's got
so do
7 days.
So do we.
No, we figure it out. Yeah, we figure it out.
Spark Steakhouse is where, like, one of the Gambinos was killed. It is on the 70s.
Was murdered.
He
on
definitely didn't go to dinner there. He's making it up.
Yeah.
I like him, though. Good guy.
Yeah,
I think he's great. He came in swinging at Burke right away. He never even fucking met this guy.
That's his strategy. It's a weak man strategy.
Me and him are boys, dude.
Yeah. I know what you're doing.
What?
You're just playing both sides because you want him to keep calling in because you see how it riles me up.
You like
you're a fucking terrorist. That's what you
are. Tell you what O'Connor said about you?
Yeah.
With the phone calls.
The dog barking?
People call in. It's literally like a dog calls in and barks, and then Tommy just instantly is just like, Mike from Manhattan calls
it takes
and he's
so
like,
so much to get into a flow of things, and then this fucking pinstriped, strip joint, steak eating cocksucker calls in with nothing, and he just moans.
Damn, dude.
Look at his fit. Like, how fuck punchable up, is that cocksucker? How
he looks like the bad guy
terrible.
In every 80s movie.
Yeah, he looks like NYPD Blue, a cop that, like, just goes to the other side for nothing. I'm a big NYPD Blue guy. I don't know. No, I've never seen it.
How about those Irish this weekend?
They win?
Yeah, big. Yep. Fucked Virginia Tech's butts up. Worse than that fucking Cho kid.
The what?
Nothing. It's a horrible shooting reference I just made. I feel awkward. I shouldn't have done that.
Why don't you explain it?
You remember when Virginia Tech got shot up?
Oh, yeah.
Some Chinese
Asian
kid.
Guy. Yeah, yeah.
Named Cho. But,
I was sitting there.
No, Notre Dame fucked them up. It was nice. Yeah. And, again... If you've been fucking following along, I think I'm 6-for-6 now.
Ooh.
ND against the spread.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Who's up next?
I got Pitt this weekend.
Pitt always gives them trouble.
You know what?
Why is that?
You know what? You're actually absolutely right.
Oh, I know.
Pitt always gives them trouble.
Always.
Eight of the last 10 have been within one possession. So I think the spread's like fucking 20. And
it'll still, they'll cover the spread. So you're going to say ND win... Pitt with the spread.
I think ND wins, but Pitt covers.
Yeah.
Take the Pitt Panthers.
Ooh.
This is
about the over under, not the spread.
I don't know what the over. I don't know what it is.
All right. You don't want to touch that. You don't.
I don't want to touch it.
ND straight with the win.
ND wins. Pitt. Pitt covers. I believe.
And that's
a lock of the week. That's the fucking bet DSI. Fucking. Are we still doing that?
Yeah, we're still
bet
doing
DSI.
It,
hell yeah.
We're gonna do that a little later.
No. I'm not trying to lead into that.
But you should use it to bet on the
what's that?
Face. Fucking
whatever came out of your mouth.
Yeah, it was a shithole of a weekend. And now I'm here and
we're coming back.
Some lady drove through our backyard last night.
Oh, fuck, dude.
Tell me about that. I haven't even heard about it.
Yeah, I should have sent you pictures. It's a fucking wild. I could still do it. Not that it matters, but just to show how crazy she was.
If you got some on your phone, I could zoom in on your phone.
Yeah, there's a small backyard to the right of us, and we have a large contained backyard. And this old lady, who's like 75 years old, walks around cleaning up garbage and stuff, slams through the wall that separates our properties at like midnight, like 12:30.
Yeah.
And there's only like 30 feet to gain enough speed. She wrecked the whole fucking wall.
Yeah, it's crazy. Send it right now. She slammed through our fucking brick wall in the backyard.
Our whole yard's fucking ruined.
Crazy.
It's ruined.
Yeah, we had a nice backyard. We had our gay roommate Steve had a fucking garden going.
Yeah.
Which was gay.
He lost a lot of veggies. A lot of veggies.
You just fart? Dang. You just fart? All right, great.
Yeah, he did.
You did fart?
Did you just fart?
No.
Yeah, he farted.
Was that your shoe squeaking, or did you fart on the way out of the room?
No, we keep it in here. We like to box the farts over here.
Damn, you hotbox back there?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Back here, that's where the hotboxing goes down. We put her in the middle. And then we just kind of like fart back. It's like ping pong.
You fucking Dutch oven
just
that.
Knock her back and
she's
forth
a fart queen, dude.
Yeah.
Still in those training session, huh?
So yeah, tell me about this lady that drove through the fucking wall.
She is, like if Kermit the Frog grew natural legs. She's very frail and goofy up top, but she speaks a lot and she's very active. She's about 75 years old.
Nice.
And she doesn't say hi with her appendages, but she'll say hi with her face. She's like Romanian. She's an old school.
She's a fucking gypsy.
First generation gypsy.
She was trying to drive her fucking gypsy cart to get our vegetables.
And I'm starting to think that maybe because, yeah, we're different.
She tried to steal our tomatoes and peppers.
Yeah, it's the only way in.
Classic old gypsy, dude. Yeah. She stormed the gates in the
middle
of the
night. Couldn't hit that doorbell. She's like, fuck it, I'm going to run my Prius through the whole goddamn wall. And she did. The fucking car was teeter-tottering on the wall that she didn't break.
Insane, dude.
Yeah, and there was like 15 firemen. I came in and had to push the car off the wall.
And we had firemen
she
in the backyard?
Like 15.
How dude. Fucking emasculated
I was all
did
out.
You feel?
All out. I was all out. I would never get a fucking cum knot in my forehead. I was all out of cummies.
Did you feel emasculated when you saw
not at
those?
All. I think most of them are fake as
when
fuck.
You saw those thick, hardworking firefighters?
They weren't thick. They had
you don't
like
support
clothing on.
You don't support FDNY?
I fucking do. I do.
You just said they were all fake.
You could tell. No, I the fake tough guy is. It's that's annoying.
Sounds like Tommy forgot about 9/11.
Woo!
Yeah.
Hell yeah, Berkey. What do you think?
Berk, what do you think about Muslims? Dude? You got that movie coming out, right?
Fuck yeah, dude.
You got a movie coming out?
Providence. It's Pure Bliss TV. Check it underneath. We got a movie that's coming out anytime in the next 2 years about a bunch of townies in Boston who become jihadis, and they love to fucking drink doors, fucking do UFC, and fucking pray to Allah, dude. Read the Quran, fucking praise Allah and praise God, FDNY.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Never forget.
Did you hear my new Allah impersonation?
Dude, I love it.
Pretty sick, right?
I think you should do
it. Did I even tell you my new Allah impression?
Yeah, do it.
No.
All right. So I've been working on this. This is a new stand-up bit, and it's been fucking killing everywhere I've been going. I say, hey, do you guys like impressions? And then they say, yeah. And I say, do you guys want to hear Allah on 9/10 calling Osama bin Laden? And then here it is. This is Allah on 9/10.
Hey guys, it's me, Allah. What's going on? You know how, like, I hate towers? Could you guys, like, go fucking nuts and knock down those towers? I'll get you guys fucking laid forever if you do that. You guys like pussy? I know you guys are on a cave right now. In a cave, dude. Do you guys like getting pussy? Go fucking nuts on an airplane for me. Oh, fuck, you guys are actually doing it? You guys are crazy. So that's been killing. So things have been going real well for me.
Hell yeah, dude. You do that Maryland last night?
Oh, fuck. I didn't even tell you about Maryland last night. No, I didn't. Last night I did a show in Maryland that, again, I totally forgot about until, like,
yeah, I got back. You always send me what you're going to do, and I'm like, oh, he's that's a fucking...
Sucks.
You always bookend your show.
My schedule's
a nightmare show.
My schedule's so fucking dumb. I forget I fucking book things. I was booked tonight at Stand Up New York during this show. Didn't go. But yeah, it's real classy.
Sticking with us.
Well, I'm just saying. Could have been doing something great.
Hey.
But so I get back from fucking Phoenix. Cross-country flight. I'm sitting middle. My fat ass is sitting middle with some dude I fucking hated. You ever just hate?
Yes.
You ever hate whoever you're sitting with?
Everybody.
This dude gets on. He's a little chubby fucking douche with a hair bun.
Chubby dudes never get along.
Chubby boy with a hair. No, I'm tall and big. He was chubby. He was short. Chubby dudes never get along when they sit. Chubby dudes never get along. Fuck you. Look, this chubby dude. And he was listening to fucking Barstool Sports.
Yeah.
And he was just, I don't know, just hated everything about him.
So what happened?
Anyway, I get off the flight. Just wanted you to...
Hey, so we have a caller on the line. I know you guys can't see who's on the line, but wow, we got David. He wants to talk about jerking off.
Yeah, I guess my story was definitely done.
He cut in.
Fire
hey,
up.
Tommy.
Yeah, there he is.
Tommy.
Yeah.
Yo, man, I've seen you at that Klan meeting yesterday in Philadelphia, man. You should have seen the look on your face when we hung that nigger.
Jesus. All right. You guys do a lot of really good filtering.
All right, he's gone.
God. Oh, is he?
What did he say he wanted to talk about?
Jerking off.
Jerking off.
Oh, yeah, that's pretty funny.
That's probably what he jerks off to.
Oh, my God. Anyway, talk about Maryland again.
Maryland was actually similar to that guy's phone call.
Yeah, was that bad?
Yeah, like, it was, like, south of Baltimore, like, a real fucking...
Yeah.
Anyway, it was a private gig. It was a private gig. So I showed up, and it was like, fucking 20 contractors just having their fucking monthly meeting. Was these 20
was
random dudes in the bottom of a restaurant called Timbuktu in fucking Hanover, Maryland. And it was these, literally, it was like 25 random fucking dudes all wearing polos with like their different contracting companies. And they were all like 45 to 60 year old white dudes. Hated comedy. Really hated to laugh.
So was it just you? I mean, obviously,
I brought O'Connor.
There was an opener.
I brought O'Connor, one of our former guests. He went first. And before we went on, the one dude was like, hey, there's, just so you know, there's some women here. Make sure you keep it clean. That's how white trash. This is the fucking part of Maryland it was. They had southern accents. They booked it through a comedy club.
From Magoobies?
Yeah, from Magoobies.
And they asked for...
And then they asked for...
A headliner.
Yeah, they did.
Jesus.
And then...
Yeah, Maryland is like, that's
Maryland's
right
deceptively.
On the, it's the same, yeah, it's the same thing with Virginia.
Deceptively white.
May as well be
Alabama,
like those.
Yeah. There's parts of Virginia, like Virginia Tech, like Blacksburg and fucking Roanoke and like along the those mountains. You get some. Anyway, after the show, this dude threatened to lynch Chris.
Why? Because he was
pretty funny. Chris fucking bombed, and then while I was bombing, I was like, "Yo, Chris loves Hillary Clinton," and they were all like, "Fuck you, dude." And I was like, "That's my move, dude. If I'm bombing, I'm just like, yeah, but he sucks worse."
How'd you guys get out of there? What'd you do after the show?
I think it was good. By the time like Chris went on first, and the guy told him like fucking keep it clean, so he goes on, and it's a bunch of fucking like actual hardworking blue collar dudes.
Yeah.
I felt like such a fucking pussy when I got in there. I was like, oh, man, you guys are pretty tough. I'm a fucking fat
like
pussy.
Like a VFW? Like, what's
it was essentially a VFW.
Yeah.
The room was like still well lit. You just stood at the front.
No stage, just tables.
Yeah. It was fucking.
Oh, God.
It was.
Damn it.
One of the worst shows imaginable.
Fuck. And then the pace well, though.
Paid great.
Yeah, because it comes through the comedy clubs. Yeah. They put money up for that.
Yeah. The boys, yeah. I mean, they all had money. They were just a bunch of rich hicks.
Yeah, so one of these Waterhead hicks saw you at Magoobies.
I don't know what happened. I don't know. I don't know how they got me. But
or they just call a local.
They probably called the comedy club and were like, give us the closest thing you have to Larry the Cable Guy. And I was like, yeah.
Damn.
I'll support Trump in front of those boys. Trump's number one, dude. 2020.
Ooh-wee.
We're doing it. We're really doing it.
Where'd you stay?
I drove back to Philly.
Last night?
Yeah. So I went Phoenix to New York, slept for like an hour, drove from New York to Philly, slept there the night before, drove down to Maryland, back to Philly last night. Drove from fucking Philly to New York today at like 6 p.m. Got in, like literally drove from 4 to 6. It's been horrible.
Well, welcome.
Nothing but traffic the whole way here. Got home, jerked off, slept for 15 minutes. Now I'm here fucking killing it.
Yes, you are.
Yeah.
Yes, you fucking are.
Yeah. How about you? Because I can't talk.
Before we move on, we have Jared on the line who says he was at your show last night.
Oh boy, Jared.
Woo. Yeah, what's going on, Tommy?
How you doing, pal? Shane's show in Maryland?
No way.
Oh yeah, yeah, I was at Shane's show in Maryland.
He wasn't.
Was all right.
He sounds like he was.
He wasn't there.
I mean, his voice sounds like he was. How was it?
I definitely was. It was all right. Kind of crashed a little bit, you know. I don't know. I don't remember much. I had a few too many.
Oh, you kind of crashed, not Shane. Did Shane crash?
I honestly can't tell you. I couldn't see him from the stage. Honestly. Hey, Tommy, why do you have that Great Value Haynes shirt going on your...
My what?
Why are you wearing that, man?
Wearing what?
You're wearing that shirt, man. It looks like a Haynes shirt from fucking Walmart, man. What's going on? You're just trying to flex your muscles? You're just trying to look like a phony?
What do you mean? What's wrong with the shirt? It's a nice shirt.
I don't know, man. It looks a little wrinkly. It looks a little dingy, man.
Nah, dude, I'm with the caller, dude. That shirt's fucking gay.
The shirt is. It's a nice shirt. It's a nice T-shirt.
I don't know, man. Goodwill's accepted, dude. The thing looks like fucking trash.
That's not true. It's worn in from fucking. What are you talking about? You really don't like my fucking shirt?
He's gone. We killed him.
God damn it. Why? I want to know why. Oh, it's more HD there. Yeah, it's probably a little forward for Maryland.
Yeah, they don't understand our New York ways. We're kind
of
ahead of them.
This is very fashion forward.
First off, the guy was not at the fucking show. There was 20 dudes there, and they're all fucking... They would never call in.
Yeah.
They, like, hated laughter.
Well, he hated everything about me.
That guy was great. I support that guy also. Anybody else wants to call in and shit on Tom for random things?
I don't see what the fucking deal is.
Shirt's all right.
Yeah, because I'm not. It's probably not a fucking plumber's union shirt.
It kind of is.
That's not true. They wouldn't have buttons all the way up. It would be raggedy. It'd be worn in.
You're showing off that chest hair, baby.
Yeah, dude. I haven't shaved it in a while because it's fall.
Really?
Yeah.
You actually shave your chest?
I shorten it up top so it doesn't come all the way out.
Why don't you just pop that thing off?
Yeah.
Whole shirt? I don't want to fuck up.
The show needs something right now.
No, this show has something right now.
Pop that off.
I can't do that.
That's an old designer shirt.
I couldn't possibly feel the amount of fucking Maryland phone calls if I took my shirt
off. Please take your shirt
off. There's no fucking way.
Please take your shirt
off. You have a power with words, but you can never talk me into that talk shit.
Please take your shirt off.
I could never.
Wouldn't that be great? I think everybody agrees it'd be great if Tommy finished this show, a little fucking Burt Kreischer tribute. You just pop that thing off. Look at that hair. You're Jack, dude. Do it. You look good. Wow.
Oh.
Get in there.
Wow. Look at this.
That flowing fucking...
Damn, dude. Just imagine fucking Tommy and then jizzing on that hair.
It takes a while to get out.
You hit yourself in the chest sometimes?
No, I don't fire off. Remember we had this conversation?
Yeah, you're more of a fucking dribbler.
Yeah, I'm a faucet, leaky faucet kind of guy.
That's because, again, you're doing it too much.
Yeah. How's your fire?
Yeah, I got no spray, dude.
No,
I'm like you, leaky faucet.
Yeah, you fall
absolutely.
Out. Yeah, even if you wait like 3-4 days, you fall out.
Yeah, no. Since I was a kid.
Yeah, see, I don't. I agree with that. I don't think it's. I don't think it's, you just wait. I think it's built in. It's genetic.
Yeah. But your launch.
Yeah, your fire. Your firepower.
That depends what I'm doing. Also. If I'm just cracking one off quick, it's usually not a great launch. But if there's a nice build-up, people are excited about me coming.
Yeah.
It's usually that helps. Does anyone know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, if you have an audience.
Like, if you're getting, if you're fucking, that helps.
Yeah.
Fucking, like, having sex versus just a jerking off nut.
Yeah.
Pre-nap cummy.
Yeah.
Not a great launch.
No.
Sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
Ejac.
Yeah.
Now we're talking full flight fucking jizz.
Oh, yeah.
This is it.
You're bringing down both towers with that cummy.
I'm taking down Tower 7, dude. Also, it's... It's so funny that I think, like, telling road stories is just me describing my travel itinerary. I'm like, oh, I'll tell them about my weekend.
I know.
It's like, I went from Albuquerque
to Tucson,
went down to Tempe, popped back up.
That's how supportive I am. I let you tell me.
Drove through the desert. I never saw the desert.
How was it?
It was fucking gay.
Yeah.
The desert sucks. The desert's just dirt.
Yeah.
Yeah, deserts. Add that to the list of gay things. Deserts are gay. So is the fucking Southwest. Fuck you guys. They like turquoise.
Were you in Arizona?
That's really all I got. Cool. I got New Mexico and Arizona.
How was Arizona?
It was cool, actually. I mean, Phoenix was a cool city, but...
What was the... It's a casino, right?
The New Mexico show was a casino. That was Friday. It was Santa Ana Casino. Lots of Indians, dude.
Oh, yeah?
They got savages down there. They'll get you. Some wop like you comes down there.
Oh, fuck dude.
Look at that scalp.
I wouldn't ooh, fucking...
That pelt?
I wouldn't fucking dare.
They would put their fucking babies in that sleep at night. Look at that.
That is a nice
That's a good
hair.
Scalp.
That's a fucking
They let me go. They saw my hair. They were like, that's...
yeah.
We'll let him live. Shout out to all our Native American listeners. So then after that casino, which casinos are a fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
Not for stand-up. Stand-up, it was fine, but just being in there is depressing.
It's so depressing. Yeah, it's got that
Everybody's
chemical
fat.
Smell, and they're all fat and
smoking. Fatting in those carts.
Yeah.
Just going around the fucking slot machines. It looks like Mario Kart.
Oh, that noise.
Constant. Burke, you like casinos, right?
Yeah, I love them. The carpeting's nice. It's nice. Little old ladies doing the. I love the sounds and the sights and the.
You do
the
like
lights.
Them.
Did you? I was sorry not to go off the casinos, but you made crumb as soon as you got back from this tour, at least to Baltimore, because I know you were eating dumper. You said in Philly.
Oh, I did eat ass.
You kept the crumb in and you just
no.
Ate
I crumbed
ass,
last
dog?
Night. I crumbed traditionally last night.
Okay,
with a lady, classic
okay.
crumb.
Okay.
Then today I got back, still had some, I felt like I still had some in the tank.
Yeah, there's
been
a recreational crumb that's a little different from the real thing.
Been having a crumb into condoms, because it's...
Wait, what?
Okay.
Yeah.
Wait,
yeah.
No, wait, what?
What do you mean, what? I mean, using condoms.
No, I know, but so you're coming inside, but you're inside, you don't pull it out and then come in.
Sometimes I'll fucking rip the condom off.
Yeah.
Sometimes I come in the condom.
Just beat off with the condom one?
Well, when I'm coming, just let it go. There's nothing wrong with it. I'm positive. That's why I have reservoir tips. My mic's off? Great. Jesus Christ. This is a real step back for a fair one. This is a real...
I just reminded everybody that it's live, that's all.
Yeah, true.
Oh, boy.
This is a real... Oh. Cummies and Crummies episode.
That fucking Bet DSI ad can't come soon enough.
Cummies and Crummies.
No, that's super interesting.
No,
that's super interesting.
That I come into a condom?
Yeah, because obviously I've done it, but it's very weird.
It sucks.
Yeah, because you don't know.
Using condoms sucks.
Well, it's not even about that. It's about, like, you don't know whether I come to that crossroads when I'm with someone that I haven't had sex with before. So you don't know what she's okay with. So the condom, obviously, she wants, but you don't know whether if you're going to pull out and then rip it off and then come
on. Yeah, that's what you should do.
That's,
I did that the first time.
Right.
I did that the first time this beautiful woman and I had sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
She's a sweet baby.
That's kind of why I'm laughing, because I know you're kind of
Yeah, but when I'm coming, yeah, it's a relationship. Yeah. When I'm crumbing hard.
It depends on the timing, you're saying.
When I'm ripping off a huge crumb. I usually don't. I'm not thinking about, like, should I rip this off? Should I fucking do something?
Yeah. No, I
I'm
get
just
that.
Full on fucking pull that. Out, hunched over.
Do you ever feel, I feel this weird awkwardness. Do you ever feel after you come and then you realize your condom's still on? Do you feel weird about that?
It is weird. If you crumb and there's nothing to show for it.
Yeah. It's like pissing yourself with snow pants on.
And then it's like, and then she's like, did you fake that? Make that? And I'm like, no, it's in there. And I fucking swing it like a pizza dough. I fucking spike it on her. I did hit her with it, which was pretty funny.
Did you?
Within the condom, like a fucking bar.
Oh, like a gentleman.
Like a bar of soap.
I kept it in the condom.
Like a bar of soap with Gomer Pyle, dude. I was just fucking hitting her with it. Woo! But yeah, so things have been going well with her.
That's great.
She and I are... Yeah. It's nice.
Yeah. How would you like to double your money?
How would you like to double your fucking crumb, dude? BetDSI is going to allow you to double your fucking launch cum. If you go with BetDSI, you'll cum harder than ever. BetDSI offers new pills this football season to make you ejaculate as hard as you've ever fucking imagined. This week, my dad jizzed so hard his shoes fell off. BetDSI. That's the read. I'm not just. Would you like to double your cum? Guaranteed. Football season is underway, and last weekend was a great opportunity because my dad cummed his pants. Did you double your cum? Well, our friends at my dad are making this possible. All right, go read the fucking thing.
No. That was great. But honestly, we'll come back to that.
He cummed so hard his shoes came off.
My dad cummed. Did I tell you the time he cummed his pants and then we went to play laser tag? Did I tell you this?
No.
Oh, I got a picture of this. Fuck, I got to show you this picture. This is when he reads the ad, I'm going to send you the picture back there because it was the funniest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. So my family and I went, just me and my parents earlier this year went to play laser tag. No, we brought my niece and we go to play laser tag.
Really recent though?
Yeah, this was earlier this year. My whole family took my niece to play laser tag and it was fun as fuck.
Yeah.
It was really
I didn't
fun.
Know they still do it.
Yeah. Lancaster, Pennsylvania. Shout out Sports Emporium. I also fingered a girl there.
Hell yeah.
Different trip. It was when I was younger. But, yep, we got it. Yeah, fingering in the fuck. I was wearing a blue vest. She was wearing an orange one. I was like, fucking get down, dude. I'll save you from our enemies. I fucking crumbed, and it was under a... So we're playing... we go inside to play laser tag, and then when we get in the black light, that we're in like a semicircle around this kid. You know, it's a teenager giving the instructions. And then I hear my sister be like, Jesus Christ, Phil. And we look down, and my dad's fucking dungarees in the black light is just riddled. Riddled with stains. Like all crotch cum stains.
Old Wranglers he never washed?
Old Wranglers he definitely never washed. Just riddled with crumb. Crumb, dude, start to finish. And then me and my sister are fucking crying laughing. Like it was the hardest, because he's wearing like a dad outfit. He's got like a tucked in button down. So it's tucked in. So it's full display of crumb. And with his little fucking white New Balances. And then he asked a question. To the fucking person giving directions. Like, then everyone in the room's looking at him, and he's like, so what happens if we shoot the satellite? Is that double points? Dude, I was I was almost falling over laughing. Hardest I've laughed in a long time. Little kids are all around, and my dad's cum jeans. Dude, after the fucking BetDSI read, which is big, that's a big part of that show. I took a picture of
it. Send it.
I'm gonna show him when you do the read. I'll send it.
Get started. I want to see it right fucking now.
Do the read.
My goodness, just hand it off to him, guys. How would you like to see, Mr. How would you like to double your money guaranteed? Football season's underway, and last weekend was a great opportunity to make some dough. The point is, did you double your money? Our friends at BetDSI are making that possible this season when you register with the promo code PROPER100. And to help you get started, some extra bang for your buck, BetDSI is offering to double your money on your first deposit. And you can get up to $2,500 free. Double your money right from the get-go when you use proper code PROPER100. And when it comes to football, BetDSI has odds on everything you could ever imagine, whether it's NFL, NCAA, MLB, NBA, UFC, esports, all global sports, even politics. I think fucking celebrities and reality shows. If it's happening, BetDSI will put a line on it. BetDSI has been online for 20 years and has built an impeccable reputation for great service and fast payment combined with an excellent mobile service. So you can get paid to play, to win, anytime, anywhere. And you know you're ready to win. Join BetDSI.com using the promo code PROPER100, and you already won by doubling your money and bankroll straight away if you sign up. Again, PROPER100 is the promo code. And don't stand on the sidelines. Just start it, you know? Go to BetDSI.com. Start. Promo code PROPER100. Oh, that's our sports read. How you like that? I can't wait to see this this cummies. These cummy jeans, these cummy dungarees. I don't even know if Shane's on his way back in. I don't even know if, to be honest with you, I don't know if there's a laser tag option anywhere near where we're at right now.
I can actually speak on that.
Yeah? Is that still a thing?
I just went for my birthday last year. I brought like 20 people and we went to Long Island City for a laser tag.
Oh,
place,
okay.
And
so
it
it's
was
like a,
sick.
Yeah.
You have 20 like friends?
A adult 20 hipster.
20 friends thing. And we all took a ton of drugs and fucking.
It's awesome.
It was insane. Yeah.
So it was like a paintball type excursion? Is like a maze and all that shit?
They have a few things. They have these like M16 looking laser tag guns. They have archery tag. They have tons of other shit too, you know? So I would recommend it. It was a ton of fun.
Fuck yeah. Yeah, no, I absolutely would do it.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun. So you have my dad's cum jeans pulled up? Wow.
No, dude.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's real, dude.
Wait, what?
Yeah, you see his wow. hands going into his pockets.
That's a good spray.
That? Yeah.
Look how much crumb that
Wait,
is.
So that's just all fucking...
I don't know what that was, dude.
That's almost, are they khakis or jeans? Jeans.
Those are blue jeans.
So that's a thick spray.
He's crumbing so hard it's pushing through his jeans.
Oh my god, dude.
He's pushing through denim.
Did he try to like defend himself? Be like, no, it's
nah,
not.
Nah, he defended himself with like some sad like pancreatic cancer. Not pancreatic. What's the
colon?
What's the common cancer? Prostate cancer.
Prostate.
Yeah, he tried to make some lame excuse about having prostate cancer. But I knew what the answer was.
Go out.
He's been crumbing in those dungarees for decades.
Oh, decades.
It's like an X-ray for old man sex. Look at that fucking.
Yeah, I feel like I'm really betraying my father right now. But
no, he's not going to see this.
It's pretty funny, and yeah, he's definitely not going to see this.
The right one looks like the nation of Croatia.
I was expecting like a few raindrops around the zipper area. That was a mess,
dude. That was one of the funniest
like murdered
fucking
his
things.
Dick in his own crotch.
One of the funniest things I've ever seen.
God damn.
It's my sister going, Jesus Christ, Dad. And he's like, what? What are you talking about? Ah, shit. And he didn't care.
Yeah.
He just goes, Jesus Christ. And then went right back to like.
God damn it.
So is it the rocket ship that we shoot or the satellite? And the kid was like, Jesus, mister. You got to wash those pants.
Oh, well,
You ever see your dad come?
No, I see my dad. I saw my dad. Eat out my mom.
What?
Yeah.
What?
My father.
Yeah, and your dad eats pussy?
When I was very young.
Fire up the gay thing.
Like, yeah, that's
fire up gay.
Fry Italian. That's that very gay. That's not good.
Shout out Tommy's dad.
I was about 6 years old.
Yeah.
Maybe, no, it's probably, I was older. I was like 8 or 9. And I would just open my parents' bedroom door. And when it was locked, I would bug out. Because I knew, like, I couldn't get in there, so I would, like, it would work me up.
Knew something was going on.
Well, this time the door opened right up, and my mom was blanket up. So she was prepared, blanket
nice.
Up, and my dad was mummified underneath the blanket. Like, you see the outline of him, like he got shot, and he was just by her burger,
frozen.
And he kind of like just shifted
like a wop at Pompeii. He's frozen in time, eating your mom's wop snatch.
Fuck yeah, dude. Yeah, forever.
The old Whopper, the Tommy Papa Whopper.
Yeah, never
How
saw
often
him fuck.
Did they
I
make
mean,
love?
I heard him fucking, but I never
you heard him fuck.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't think I ever even heard him fuck.
Really?
Never. I mean, maybe I didn't, just didn't know what the fuck
it
was.
A long hallway between your bedrooms? Yeah.
Yeah.
Our shared bathroom was right next to their bedroom.
Never saw him fuck.
Nothing. Yeah. You've never caught your parents doing anything?
No. I mean, I always thought it was funny to imagine my dad eating pussy ass up.
Yeah, from the back.
To listener, right now, I want you to think of your own old man. You know how every once in a while you eat pussy with your butt in the air?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Fucking...
Oh, you mean the man ass.
Yeah, your dad's ass.
Up. Yeah, like a scared cat.
Yeah, face down, ass up, like a cat eating pussy. Your dad did that. Listener, your fucking dad ate pussy ass up. So think about that. But no, I never caught my parents fucking.
Never? Never once. Never. You have, right?
I haven't.
Is that a weird thing?
Definitely it's weird to catch them eating pussy.
Yeah. Under the blankets. For sure. That's something. That's pure passion.
It's a real white trash thing. From friends I have, it's a white trash thing, and it's commonplace. Like, there's no doors that have locks.
You guys got beads.
Huh?
You got beads instead of doors?
No, there's doors, but there's no...
Yeah, I know there's doors. Yeah.
That'd be great. Just...
Yeah.
You walk in. You walk in on some weird shit.
Did your parents kiss in public? Like, did they ever, like...
No, they
were affectionate. Kind of make out,
they were affectionate.
We love each other still? Kind of that weird shit?
No.
I remember being young and they would make out. I do remember them kissing when I was young.
In the house, though, or outside?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah, in the house, they'd do it. Never outside.
Oh, wow.
Oh.
I'm going to fucking finger my wife in front of my kids.
Yeah,
I don't know. Like, you guys fucking see this?
Yeah,
no more fucking hot dogs and macaroni.
Yeah.
Huh? That's what I'll do to my future wife.
Nice.
Fair one's getting nuts.
Do you have siblings?
I got a brother, yeah.
He's got a hot fucking brother. We should cue up your brother's modeling.
He's in England right now. He's playing with his band. He's in Liverpool tonight, if you guys are there. The Britneys, check him out. But
yeah, he's in a band called The Britneys.
Yeah. I shared a bedroom with my brother forever throughout high school because why not?
Yeah, me too.
It didn't matter to us. And we definitely, there were definitely times where my mom and one of her boyfriends and me and my brother, like, there was a lot of passion making at the same time.
Did you and your brother ever, like, would you guys jerk off and be like, yo, I'm going to jerk off? And then just
absolutely.
Jerk off.
Dude, yeah. I'd do that when fucking our mutual friend Matt Kurslow was over. They'd be playing FIFA. I'd go, it's Massey time, boys. I'd take the laptop into the toilet.
Yeah, well, that makes sense. I'm talking about sharing a room.
Oh, yeah. You put the legs up, and you try very hard.
Did you have separate beds or like how? No. Listen, this is fucking dead serious. We had bunk beds as we got older. So the more masturbation became a thing, they put us in bunk beds.
You hear those shakes.
So I would slow beat off because you couldn't.
I slow beat off at boot camp at West Point.
Yeah? In front of. So
with the bunk beds.
Yeah.
I was like.
Yeah.
I mean, last time I was on here, I wrote a short story about fucking kids jacking off in camp. It's like jack time. At a certain point in the night, when the lights go down, the knees are going up, and it's jack time. And that's happening.
And yes, dude.
Yeah.
I can't wait for them to cancel the fuck out of this show.
This is be a lot of crumb
exactly
talk.
Exactly what everybody
this
wants.
This is a free speech network. You can pretty much say anything.
Yeah, dude. Everybody's interested in how every other dude beats off.
Is this your brother? Is that?
Yeah.
Which one?
Well, take a gander. Which one of those cute guys is my brother?
I know which one it is.
Okay, I'll let you know. It's the one in the middle,
in the back.
Yep, that's him.
Yeah,
you can see it?
I can tell his eyes, yeah.
Yeah, he's got the little bit of the...
Is he older or younger?
He's younger. He's got a little bit of the fetal alcohol syndrome eyes that I have with the little
Disney eyes.
Yeah, the little puffies up top.
I kind of fucking hate the way your brother and his friends look.
Yeah, no, you should. I mean, you should, but they'd laugh about it. Like, if you brought
it
up to them.
I know that. Your brother's got a great sense of humor, but that band.
That dude on the right is leaving as soon as he
needs to beat the shit out of these
guys.
He's
going to be a solo artist.
Like the guy furthest to the right?
Yeah, the fucking beach hair all the way to the right.
He's probably the bassist. What does he do?
Checks his email.
He plays drums, dude.
That's the drummer, dude. The front guy with the JVC is the lead singer.
He's got a thick jaw, dude. hangs out of his shorts when he plays drums.
I guarantee all four of these dudes have fat dicks.
Actually, you know what? 110%. Because the only way you get that confident and be that unathletic, and they got big Johns, all these boys.
All four of these
they're
boys
skinny
have
with big Johns.
Thick Johns.
You don't know, all long and skinny, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Long
skinny
and skinny.
Bird. He's the tallest of the bunch.
You know what sucks? Your girlfriend would love to fuck all these guys.
Yeah.
That's what sucks.
Yes, she would.
It's proportion.
She would. Out of respect for the band.
Does your girlfriend like band boys?
I don't know.
I think all girls do.
Just be a dick.
Not your girlfriend. I'm just saying everybody's in general.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck all four of those guys because they're hot guys.
How old are they? What are they?
They're young.
22?
I met your girl. She's a grown woman.
Yeah, no, she would.
She wouldn't.
How old are these kids?
They're 24. They just shave.
They look really young.
They look young.
Look
that
at
was
these
young
boys
picture.
Having fun, dude. Oh,
dude. Dude, there's so many boys
Dynamite
having fun
outfits.
Pictures.
You like their outfits?
Yeah, dude.
I want to fight them.
Yeah, you should, dude.
I could run a train on them.
Yeah, you could.
I could get in there, dude.
Oh, this guy, Dynamite.
Which one? The kid with the short hair looks like he's tougher than I thought in that picture because of his cool jacket.
The opposite. That's why he's dressed like that.
Yeah, you think any of them would give us trouble? You think me and Tommy could beat up the entire band?
I'd run through that whole band.
Dude, the singer, the guy on the right who's about to show up, he played with Bryce Harper from the National.
Wow. Wait, which one?
The guy on the right was an all-American baseball player, which is so funny. Yeah.
Wow.
That this kid fucking...
What position?
He was a pitcher.
Fuck.
He's an amazing baseball player, and that always bums you out when you're like, you can't be
he's got
like
it
a
all.
Cute dude.
Lead singer, hot, and a fucking great... Dude,
yeah.
Check out the Britneys. What a great band.
Yeah.
They are a great band.
In London right now?
They're in Liverpool right now.
So they're touring. Liverpool. I mean, this is a legit band.
Yeah, they're legit.
They are a legit band.
I mean,
how'd
you
your
know,
brother hop
and
on
with
board?
This endorsement, it's the stars, dude. Fucking
get, yeah, wait till they get Mike from Manhattan checking out the Britneys.
Oh, boy,
yeah,
dude.
Guy on the right acting like a faggot for no reason.
No, I would love to hang out with them. Britneys, if you're listening, please hang out with me.
Hey, yes.
Please fucking hang out with me. Because I'm stuck with fucking Tom and Steve.
That's not true. We're having a good time, man.
We're playing poker tonight.
We are.
Oh,
I got friends
nice.
Coming over.
When's the last time you played poker?
You want to come over?
Coming over?
I'm not smart enough. No, I can't.
You don't have to be smart.
No, I don't know how to play poker.
Yeah, it'll take you time.
Nah, we can't teach him fucking poker.
No.
It's, I guess, a Hold'em.
Yeah, we're playing Hold'em.
Yeah.
We got former guest Abby Rosenquist.
Yeah.
Former guest Gay... also Gay, what's his name?
I don't know.
Gay guest. Ian Finance.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And it'll be fun. We're going to play some poker. We got to get a table.
No, we could, we have a corner couch.
I have a poker table flat. We just need shit to hoist it up.
You brought the poker table?
These are fun
tactics. Did bring
tactics.
The poker table and the clay chips.
No joke. I'm excited about it.
Yeah, well, this is going to be fun. We'll get a
This is the one from your old apartment.
I'll play Drake the entire time in the background.
Nice.
Everybody will love that.
God damn it.
I'm going to blast Drake.
I'm excited about
Drake's new album, Scorpion. Shout out Scorpion. Shout out Britney's. Shout out Dad. Dad come. Shout out Tommy's dad eating his mom's pussy. Shout out Bet DSI, dude. Bet DSI, are you excited to double your dad's cum?
Yes. That's awesome.
It is.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm actually excited. Is it $20 buy-in?
Yeah, I was thinking more 10.
Yeah?
But yeah, we'd do 20.
It takes a long time, though, right? It's like a couple hours.
It's going to take way too long.
Yeah.
And what's really frustrating is, like, we used to play in Philly a lot, and, like, there's people that don't know how to fucking play, and then they'll win a hand and
because they don't know how to...
Didn't even know they won.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be like, no, that's a flush.
So how did you get this crew? Like, what's the conversation?
Me and Abby used to play in Philly.
Oh, okay.
We used to play all the time, and she was like, we should play again.
How'd you get Jewface?
Like,
Jewface was like, I'll
I don't know how the fuck Ian got involved. I definitely didn't invite him. Dude, that's going to suck.
Nah, he's great.
Ian's cool, but having him in our fucking apartment for that long?
Yeah, who knows? He's
his yappy fucking gay Jew voice? That's going to be tough. That's a lot of Jew. Bet DSI brought to you by the Jews.
Fuck yeah, dude. Crushing it. You got anything else to say, Berkey boy?
Are we
yeah, we're
going to
head out.
Oh, okay.
Oh, we're wrapping up, huh?
Oh, are we not?
No.
No, you're the captain, dog.
Oh, I thought that was...
quarterback it.
No, I thought that was like a...
You got nothing to say?
No, I have plenty of things to say.
Say something.
We still got some time left.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, you got time,
baby. You don't
have
to fucking scare me back into existence. I'll
say something.
I'll stick around for another hour.
Are both your parents still married?
Can I have one of those beers?
Mine, yeah, but they're not, like, really married.
Yeah, but that's what you have to.
They exist.
Yeah, but that's what you have to.
Cut to that couch. Hide those brewskis, bro.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, fuck.
Hide your fucking beer, dude. Our parents are watching. Dude, the last thing you want is my fucking parents to find out we're out here boozing. We'll be fucking busted.
I don't want them to bust on me.
Yeah. Last thing we need is my dad coming up in this studio and fucking painting the walls white.
Dude, his last time, where was that show, Shane? Where was the show we did in front of your parents? It was probably 2 years ago. This is a great story.
Yeah.
About 2 years ago, Shane. In Harrisburg. Shane's like, come up to Harrisburg. We're going to have a show. And we got there like 2 hours early. And then what you do in Harrisburg, you just go to a fucking a local bar.
Tom drinks.
Yeah. Tom's booze.
Tom drinks before. I can't really get fucked up before shows. And on this particular day, we drank for like 4 hours straight before the show.
It was a long time. It wasn't four, but it was a good 2.5, 3 hours.
It was enough that I closed. I went late in that fucker. I was drunk.
By
the time I got on stage, I was fucking shit-faced.
The best.
And it was in Harrisburg, and it was a show I ran. So it was all just my friends and family.
Yeah.
My dad and mom, and they invited friends. They like fucking sat in the front row. And here's another bit. I'm tossing out all my great stand-up bits today. Tossed out Muhammad already. Could you guys, like, fucking drive a truck through a crowd? Oh, fuck, you guys are doing it. Oh, that's so cool. You guys are going to get so much pussy for doing this? Thank you. That's a lot, by the way. The closer I did, still doing it. Still doing that closer.
Oh, you are?
I still do that joke. It's a great joke.
Was that the first time you told it then?
That was
I feel like we had
pretty much like the second time I had done it.
We had a conversation at the bar of some dingy dump, and you were telling the story. And
Zembies in Harrisburg.
I was cracking up, and I was like, dude, tell this story. Is it the 6ix9ine story?
Yeah, it's not a story. It's a fucking, it's just a simple would you rather.
Yeah,
to the crowd, I say, what would you rather do? Would you rather?
We had two beers, and then you were so confident about it, and then we got to like four beers. And
I was not confident about it.
No. Hold on.
No.
Yes, you were.
Shut up, you fucking dickhead.
You were confident.
Shut the fuck up, dude.
You were confident when we first started drinking.
I wasn't confident.
All of a sudden, you were like, I'm doing it.
Well, that's confident. Yeah. All of a sudden, I was like, I'm doing it means all of a sudden I was confident.
No,
I wasn't
like
confident.
2 to 4 beers, you were like, I'm in.
Early, I was like, no way I'm doing it.
Yes.
Zero chance I'm doing it.
Yes,
which,
yes.
Yeah.
Yes, so correct. Was, correct.
Yeah. What was that?
Fuck you. So anyway, we're having a few beers, and he tells me a story about 6ix9ine and his father. It's not a story. It's a what would you rather?
6ix9ine. You always say 6ix9ine.
What is it?
69ing.
Yeah, dude. I thought you were talking about like some union.
He always says
6ix9ine.
Like I'm a cop on the
local
beat.
I've heard him say
what the fuck. I've heard you say.
I always say 6ix9ine.
Like I don't know if I like 6ix9ine.
That's how I would say it. That's how I would say. It. I think I always said it 6ix9ine. I would
69ing. 69ing.
Yeah.
I don't do that much anymore. I don't 6ix9ine. We are down there.
I don't know 6ix9ine anymore.
I don't know if you heard that. You've been upstate for a while. Yeah. I'm not 6ix9ine.
6ix9ine anymore.
So anyway, get on stage. At this point, I'm pretty close to blacked out, and my dad's in the front row. I get on stage, and I'm like, every once in a while, you do stand up. You're like, I'm like 5 seconds ahead of what I'm saying, like thought wise. This time, I was behind it. So, like, I started telling the beginning of this joke, and then I was like, oh, fuck. Shouldn't be doing this with my dad and parents and their friends here. But anyway, I looked at my father dead in his eyes. I said, what would you rather do? Would you rather get shot in the head or 69 with your dad? And I heard my mom. She just goes, oh, no. My dad was like, fucking shoot me in the head. I was like, everybody wants to be tough until that gun comes out.
Yeah.
I feel like you and me would get real comfortable.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I was like, should I be on top out of respect? I said I would do it standing with him. I said I'd flip his old ass up. And I didn't talk to him for a few days, and then
he
called me.
Upset.
Yeah, I didn't talk to him.
He called you when we were at lunch the next day.
He called me the next day when me and Tommy got back to Philly. And he was like,
you saw the phone ring. It was next to us.
I knew what it was.
Like, if he, I remember you looking at the phone, you're like, if he gives me advice on stand up, I'll fucking lose it. And
I answer the phone.
You answer the phone.
He goes, I was like, if this is about stand up, shut the fuck up. And he's like, all right. That was the end of the conversation.
Why you don't tell more stories like your
so
friend?
Then a week, like not a week, like an like 10 minutes later, I'm like, all right, what the fuck did he have to say? So I call him back and he's like, why do you gotta, you talking about cum and all the other guys are telling stories. Go up there and tell stories. Why you gotta be the one saying fuck this, fuck that? You think you're fucking cooler than everything? Why are you up there talking about, you know, what you said about me? Just 69 and with your old man.
I fucking love that dude.
He's a great man. Phil Gillis. Shout out, Phil. You're a fucking legend. Yeah, now we did it.
Yeah.
Now I can fucking crumb out of here, dude.
Yeah, dude. Well, we're going to pop that fucking Gordy on your head as soon as we leave.
Yeah, is that just a zit?
It might be.
Yeah, that's definitely just a zit. I thought
that's a big, it might that's be crumb, though. Fucking...
It might come out crummy. Make the crumb.
Shout out fucking cum, dude. This episode is brought to you by cum and BDSI. What do you got this? You got anything coming up?
Nothing to promote, but next week I'll be in at the Stress Factor, headlining the Stress Factor.
Oh, nice.
Thursday. Thursday night, New Jersey.
You got opening.
Two locations.
Who's opening? Because I remember you mentioned me, but maybe you forgot.
No, I don't ever forget you, kiddo.
Yeah, I'm not going. I quit. Yeah. Definitely not doing that. This weekend, I'll be at the DC Draft House.
Ooh, that's a good place.
Yeah, it is. And then, with Soder. And then Sunday, I'll be at Magoobies in Timonium, Maryland. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'll be at the DC Draft House. Sunday, I'll be at Magoobers. And then,
it's a crowd like on Sunday there.
Sunday at Magoobies? I don't know if I've ever done a Sunday there. Yeah. I've done a Thursday
always
there.
A crapshoot.
Thursdays can be fucking rough.
Yeah.
But when Magoobies is full, it's really good.
Yeah.
It's like a big fucking theater. Have you seen Magoobies?
Yeah, I did Magoobies.
Yeah. It's a big room. It's good. Yeah. Can be good.
Yeah.
It can also suck ass. Because it's big. So when it's empty, it hurts. But I love Magoobies. Magoobies is a great club.
Oh, yeah. That owner's a fucking maniac. Great dude.
That's
psychopath.
That's probably my favorite.
Love him.
That's probably my favorite comedy owner.
Yeah, he's great.
Club owner. His name is Andrew Unger. Great.
Yeah, he's like a
dude.
Caricature of a club owner.
Yeah.
He's somebody you'd see on like HBO pretending to be a comedy club owner.
Just a big, thick, neurotic Jew.
Yeah. And he's yelling. I heard him fucking. I was in the green room. I heard him yelling on the phone about nonsense. It didn't matter.
Yeah, he's the best.
Like chicken finger prices, just fucking
crushing. He freaks out about shit like that.
Yeah, he's like a college football coach, just a fucking meatbag that yells at everybody.
I love him.
Yeah, no, I nothing but good things.
Yeah. Anyway,
that's it, Berkey. Thanks for hanging out with us, buddy.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, Berkey, you got anything to promote before we get out of here?
Promote.
It's Pure Bliss TV.
Do you know what's coming out?
We don't know yet. It's any time now. Pure Bliss TV. Check out the Instagram. We got a bunch of videos. Just fucking like them and do something. We're trying to get something to happen. We write scripts and shit. Who knows, dude? I'm going to give it all up. I'm going to jump off a bridge. You know, it is what it is. We're all. It's futile. You know.
Wow, great promotion.
Yeah.
Thanks so much, Burke.
Thank you, Bubba.
Well, we appreciate you.
I love you guys.
I'll probably kill myself. Everything's everything's a waste of time.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in and come back next Wednesday at 8 o'clock.